Growing up, I recall that there was a belief that the best way to deal with a potentially problematic situation was to ignore it. For example, I remember that people used to say, "I don't visit the doctor, because if you visit the doctor, they're going to find something." The truth is that if the doctor finds something, it's not because he placed it there, it's because it was already there. Ignoring the problem almost never makes it better. Actually, things can only get worse. The sooner you deal with an illness, the easier and quicker you'll get better. But ignoring it, and by the time you get a diagnosis, dealing with it will be far more challenging, if not already too late. Sadly, when it comes to everyday life, the tendency is to ignore the symptoms. There are people experiencing symptoms in their finances, at their job, in their marriages with their children, and even spiritually. In the same way that ignoring your physical health is not a wise choice, ignoring symptoms in any other area of your life is not a wise choice either, because the things we ignore seldom get better. They only get worse. The Apostle Paul wrote, "So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but live like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do." Symptoms are not something we should ignore, neither should we be afraid of them. Symptoms are God's way of warning us of the potential dangers and evils that lie ahead. But if we ignore symptoms, the price we will have to pay is going to be far greater than the price we would have paid for treating the symptom in the first place. So, be careful, be wise, and remember that the things we ignore won't get better on their own.